I don't go to parties anymore, cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up.
这首歌曲叫做 Parties， 聚会晚会，来自歌手 Jake Miller。欢迎你收听今天的听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。这首歌说着什么样的故事呢？开头说，我不再去派对上狂欢了，因为只怕打开那扇门，我也许会看见你正依偎在新欢的怀中，多么悲伤啊。那接下来我们先来听歌，稍后为你带来歌词讲解，希望这首歌你会喜欢。
I don't go to parties anymore, cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up the door, standing there with my replacement, laughing and smiling while inside I'm dying, so I don't go to parties anymoreGet the text message with the place and time, but she probably got the same text, so I can't go. Cause I can't see her face right now, cause if I do, I know I might break down, and I'm not trying to make a scene, guess I'll stay home. Maybe next week I'll be ready to get dressed up and fake a smile.Cause I don't go to parties anymore, cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up the door, standing there with my replacement, laughing and smiling while inside I'm dying, so I don't go to parties anymore, no. Yeah, you probably in your room right now and you're getting ready for a long night out, and you probably look so good cause you're allCause I don't go to parties anymore, cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up the door, standing there with my replacement, laughing and smiling while inside I'm dying, so I don't go to parties anymore.
OK, 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语。那今天为大家分享的这首歌曲呢叫做 Parties，在微信公众号小 C 微英语后台回复晚会来查看本期节目的完整内容。好了，一起来看一下歌词中的英语。
While inside I'm dying, so I don't go to parties anymore.
'Cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up the door, standing there with my replacement laughing and smiling.这样说可以听懂吗？那我们来看一下简单的几个单词跟短语来引申一下哈，延伸一下。第一个短语 open up， 很基本的意思就是打开。那除了说打开门以外呢，我们说打开心扉，敞开心扉呢，也可以用这个 open up。比如说 ，She found that people were willing to open up to her。她发现人们愿意向她敞开心扉畅谈，说明这种人呢很受欢迎，对吧？She found that people were willing to open up to her. 好，接下来呢，这个词叫做 stand， 表示站立，大家都知道。那 stand with 表示同某人相处，和某人站在一起。比如说 ，We'll stand with the families who loved them. 我们将会陪伴深爱他们的家人。那引申一下 stand in with 这个短语呢，可能就比较少人知道了。这个短语呢表示合谋联合，再来重复一下哈， stand in with。 比如说 Nobody would like to stand in with enemy， 没有人愿意和 enemy 敌人来勾结， stand in with enemy 和敌人勾结。去掉 with， 我们光说 stand in 的话呢，它又有代替的意思。 比如说 they are standing in while the others are unable to take part. 当别人不能够去 take part, 参加的时候呢他们就会去 stand in, 代替替代。那么如果我们说代替某人的话呢叫做 stand in for somebody。比如说 he said he would stand in for me anytime. 他说他随时都能够替我。好，那如果我们说到一个名词叫代替品的话呢，这个词叫做 replacement。replace 动词本来就有替换的意思，那么 ment 呢，它是一个名词的后缀 ，replacement 表示更换、接替者。比如说我们去买东西，然后呢你想要换一个货，那么我们换的这个货呢可以叫 replacement。那么在歌词中呢，我们把这个人呢替代的人呢理解为新欢。歌词就是说我不敢去参加这个聚会 Cause I'm afraid to see you when I open up the door Standing there with my replacement laughing and smiling 因为呢我怕打开那扇门会看见你正依偎在新欢的怀中笑靥如花风姿绰约 10 o'clock on a Friday night I get the text message with the place Cause I can't see her face right now, cause if I do, I know I might break down. And I'm not trying to make a scene, guess I'll stay home. 因为哪怕事到如今，我还是不敢面对现实。就算我去了，恐怕只能又是一次心碎而已。一场尴尬的相遇毫无意义，我宁愿独自黯然。看一下第一个短语叫做立刻、马上，这个英语是什么呢？Right now, 还有 right away, immediately, at once, 对吧？在中学，老师一定会说到这几个短语，都表示立刻、马上。那歌词中用的是 right now, right now。好，接下来呢，这个短语叫做 break down, 在歌词中表示心碎。那么还有一些其他的意思，可以表示崩溃。比如说 he may break down under all the pressure 在这些压力之下他可能会崩溃还可以表示分解比如说你应该分解你的方法让每个方法只做某一项工作这给我们提供了一种工作的思路哈，把我们的各种方法呢来分解然后呢让每个方法去做具体的某一项工作 you should break down your methods so that each method does a particular work好，接下来分享的这个短语呢就比较好了，叫做大吵大闹。想到没英语怎么说呢？大吵大闹，叫做 make a scene。从字面上来看呢，就是制造一个场景，其实呢就是大吵大闹的意思 ，make a scene。比如说 ，Please don't make a scene in public places， 请不要在公共场合大吵大闹，出洋相哦。Please don't make a scene in public places. 好，来回顾一下歌词。Cause I can't see her face right now. 因为呢，我现在看不到她的脸。Cause if I do, I know I might break down. 因为呢，如果我这样做了，我知道我一定会心碎的。And I'm not trying to make a scene. Guess I'll stay home. 我呢并不想去大吵大闹，我宁愿独自待在家里。Maybe next week I'll be ready to get dressed up and fake a smile, but I think she's moved on already. 也许下个礼拜我就能忘怀了，我可以去盛装出席，面带假笑。毕竟她也许早已释怀，忘我于九霄。啊，这个翻译的有些文艺哈。看一下短语 dress up， 表示穿上盛装，打扮得漂漂亮亮。Dress up。比如说 The girls all dress up to take part in the evening party 姑娘们全都打扮起来去参加晚会了 The girls all dress up to take part in the evening party 好歌词中呢也是这个意思 Dressed up 盛装出席那么这个词呢 Dress up 还可以表示伪装比如说 Mr. Green dressed up as a policeman in dark glasses格林先生伪装成一名戴墨镜的警察。伪装成我们要用到 dress up, 加上这个介词 as 什么什么什么东西。好了，下一个单词叫做 fake, 它做形容词表示假的，做名词呢表示骗子、假货。那做动词的话呢，表示伪造、伪装。发现没有，这个意思呢基本上是对应的哈。 动词短语 fake up 表示伪造捏造，比如说 you can easily fake up an excuse to avoid going out with him。 你呢其实可以很容易的编造一个借口然后不跟他一起出去啊。You can easily fake up an excuse to avoid going out with him。 好，歌词中呢说到的是 fake a smile， 伪造一个笑容对吧，其实就是假笑 fake a smile。 好，看下一个短语叫做 move on，它基本意思就是继续前进，比如说 The time has come for us to move on， 该是时候继续前行了， The time has come for us to move on。 那这个词呢还有改做别的事情这样子的意思，因为我们要去继续做嘛，继续做别的事情，改做别的事情啊。 She ran this job for 10 years before deciding to move on to fresh challenges。在涉足新的领域的时候呢，他经营这家商店已经有十多年。我们再来听一下哈。She ran this shop for 10 years. 他经营这家商店十多年。Before, 在什么之前呢？ Before deciding to move on to fresh challenges. 在决定挪去这个比较新的挑战的时候，其实呢就是在决定涉足新的领域的时候呢，他经营这家商店已经有十年了。She ran this shop for 10 years before deciding to move on to fresh challenges. 好，那如果我们在口语中呢提到感情，我们说 move on 了，比如说失恋了，但是呢我现在 move on 就是已经走出这个失恋的痛苦然后继续我们的生活了，这个词汇经常用到 move on。 回顾一下歌词，Maybe next week I'll be ready to get dressed up and fake a smile. 也许下个礼拜呢，我就可以准备好去盛装出席，然后面带假笑。But I think she's moved on already. 但是呢，我想她应该早就已经把我忘记了，继续前行了吧。You're probably in your room right now and you're getting ready for a long night out and you probably look so good cause you always do. Always do.那失恋之后呢，如果放不下对方，我们可能还是会想去引起他的注意，但是另外一方面呢又不想出现在别人面前。这首 Parties 其中呢就唱到了关于感情的点点滴滴，不知道你是不是也有这样子的感情，当然希望你一路顺遂，万事都如意。这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C，微信公众号是小 C 微英语，感谢您收听本期节目，我们下期见啦，拜。